Thank you and good afternoon. Around 10:30 this morning, the Coast Guard received a call for assistance from the National Park Service to help a hiker who was trapped overnight on a cliff located north of Damnation Creek, south of Crescent City. Two Coast Guard helicopters conducting surf training were diverted to the scene, and they located a 29-year-old woman who was on a cliffside 150 feet above the beach. She was also suffering from exhaustion and exposure. The rescue crew were able to bring the woman inside the helicopter and took her to awaiting park rangers at the Crescent City Airport. Acting on numerous complaints received from residents regarding suspicious activity, detectives with the Eureka Police Department's POP unit served a search warrant at an apartment in the 1600 block of 3rd Street on Tuesday morning. When detectives reached the apartment, they contacted five residents and a search turned up marijuana and suspected stolen property. Curtis Myers, Taylor Collins, Lee Brandstetter, Elizabeth Brown, and Robert Wilkins were all arrested for various drug charges. Wilkins was also arrested for an outstanding warrant. Tuesday afternoon, the sheriff's office received a report about an attempted robbery at the 76 gas station on Reeser Road in McKinleyville. Upon arrival, the gas station clerk told deputies that a man walked into the gas station carrying a rock about the size of a melon and demanded money. The man became agitated when the clerk thought it was a joke and said he was locked out of the register, prompting the suspect to shatter the glass counter with the rock. The suspect then became distracted by another customer and the clerk struck the suspect in the head with a crowbar. The suspect ran out the store and then fled on his bicycle west on Reeser Road. A few minutes later, deputies located a man identified as Jason Balky sitting in a field at the intersection of Park and B Avenues, and Balky matched the description that was provided by the clerk. While detained, deputies located 1 gram of meth on Balky's person, and he was booked into county jail. Bruce Emott has served on the Board of Trustees at College of the Redwoods for 20 years, and folks at the Community College League of California took notice. At its conference earlier this month, Emott was presented with the Fulfilling the Trust Award for his 2 decades of service with the board. Emott said in a statement that affordable quality education is one of the most important benefits that any society can provide its citizens, and I have been a very fortunate person to have played a small role towards that goal. Emott, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Eureka, started his tenure on the Board of Trustees in 1994 and has served as a board president more than once and has also served on other boards and commissions over the years. On Friday, the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services will be holding the 2015 Redwood Coast Career Fair in Eureka. The department, along with its job market partners and the North Coast Advisory Council, will be hosting the event at the Adorney Center. It will give residents the opportunity to meet local employers, and they will help residents with critical elements to being employed, such as creating and critiquing resumes. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Arcata Fire District will discuss a proposed tax hike next week. Dan Squire has more.
The Board of Directors for the Arcata Fire Protection District will hold a meeting on Tuesday, May 19th at the D Street Center in Arcata to discuss an ordinance to be put before voters that would establish a new special tax to raise revenue to fund an increase in staffing for the fire department. The proposed property tax increase would be $96 per year for a single-family residence, and Board Chair Linda Sundberg said in a statement that if passed, the tax would be used to put more firefighters in stations and on the engine companies to bring those engine companies up to industry standards for the city the size of Arcata. The Arcata Fire District has found its resources stretched to the limit with concurrent fire and medical calls in the past few months, and Chief Desmond Cowan said that the hiring of more personnel is the next logical step in the modernization of the department.
Thank you, Dan. Arcata Firefighters and the Muscular Dystrophy Association will team up once again for their annual Fill the Boot fundraising campaign. The money raised will go towards saving and improving the lives of people who are fighting muscle disease in the Arcata Fire District's area. Fundraising coordinator Elizabeth Griffin said that firefighters in Arcata do more for MDA and the families we serve than any other group, and they're excited to make this year's Fill the Boot campaign the most successful one yet. Firefighters will fan out across the Arcata Plaza with boots in hand on Saturday. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.